Electronic Portfolios, another journey into 21st century learning. Why ePortfolios? ePortfolios provide, instead of a snapshot into student learning, an ability to showcase the student's learning over a year's time. ePortfolios are part of what we call in Winnipeg student-led conferences. This is where the student teaches their parents and shows them what they've learned in school this year. Students get to teach subject content like art, science, social studies, and even math. They get to show their parents also, if they use ePortfolios, the cool 2.0 tools that enhance their learning. Most parents remember school like this: rows of desks, blackboard, books. Well, we need to introduce them to the new school, the 21st century learner, where school looks like this: computers, teacher, students. Students where I teach had used Power before to create digital portfolios. They had a good time doing it, but it was quite limiting, mainly because the computer lab was always full instead of being empty, and it was hard to do a good job. Well, ePortfolio allows you to do work, instead of at school, at home. This was the first year that I have tried to use an ePortfolio. I used it to introduce the students to wikis. So, let's go about setting up an ePortfolio. What I did was I set up a home base for the students. Each class had a page, each student had a page off of that. Each student was expected to link to his scribe posts, his growing posts, any bobs, blogging on blogging that he had done that year, and to leave as much math information as he could to teach his parents the math questions that they were expected to answer. Students then created math questions for their parents any way that they could. The parents came. Students created an answer key explaining in explicit detail how to answer those questions. Parents started getting involved. Tears of May and her portfolio did a wonderful job, but what was the most amazing thing of all was the parent comment left behind. I was very impressed with my daughter's effort putting this math portfolio together. I was impressed also that she explained the topic really precisely, and some of the questions were kind of tricky, and I got some of them wrong, but it's okay, because at least now I know the correct way to do it. I guess sometimes kids can be smarter if they put their heart into it. I learned many things from this portfolio, and I really liked how she added pictures to her portfolio. It made me understand the topic better. Remember, a picture represents 1,000 words. Lastly, I liked how she told me to always check my answer. Well, in 2007, to create portfolios to be truly meaningful, I'm going to do a few things different. I'm going to start early. Last year I started after Christmas. This year we're starting way before Christmas. We're going to start out simple. This is a wiki. Here's some things you can do. Let's talk about our first subject that we've done. Slowly, we'll redo our pages and use some of the cool new tools that will make their blog even better, or their wiki even better. Everyone's going to be happy, especially the parents. If you would like more information about ePortfolios, please go to releasethehounds.wikispaces.com. Thank you for your time.